kitika musavimverera kwarera kwarera kwarera
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio. Kilenja residents are called for operationalization of newly constructed fire station. In African news, Kenya demands a safety for its citizens after Tanzanians are post-poll crackdown. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A concerned resident of Lusaka's Chilenje Township, Robert Kawe, has expressed worry over the non-operational fire station that was constructed in the area over a year ago. Mr. Kawe notes that despite the facility being fully built, it has not yet begun offering fire and rescue services to the community. He has since urged the local authority to take immediate action to ensure the station becomes functional. Mr. Kawe added that once operational, the facility would play a critical role in responding to fire incidents in Chilenje and surrounding areas, potentially reducing property damage and saving lives. Residents have continued to call for prompt utilization of public infrastructure to improve service delivery in the community.
Yeah, so it's been a concern. The facility, we appreciate the government considered the people of Kawata as well as the surrounding constituencies, Pretoria in other communities nearby, by building that infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a year and some months, if not mistaken, ever since that facility was completed by the contractor was awarded. There are no services that have been offered. If you could look at the expansion of Shantumbu, there are a lot of people who need the services of the fire brigade.
Mufulira District Commissioner Evaristo Chilumba has assured residents that the government is committed to making the newly constructed maternity annexes operational. Mr. Chilumba states that the facilities built under the Constituency Development Fund CDF are critical for community health. He explained that all necessary paperwork is complete and the only remaining step is procuring equipment for the four maternity annexes. The DC emphasized the importance of these facilities for the district's health care.
It's the wish of the government that all the infrastructure that are being built operating. But as you know, when you talk about maternity twins and what have you, we need the appropriate equipment. Yeah. But just as I said, paperwork has been done completely. Everything has been submitted to Ministry of Health. So what is required now, I'm just asking for patience from the residents of Mufulira. We cannot build things that have no use. We are also concerned. In fact, a few days ago, I visited two of them just to appreciate what has been done. I was very happy and impressed with the type of infrastructure that has been put in place.
Farmers across the country are appealing to government to consider reducing fertilizer prices following the establishment of United Capital Fertilizers local production plant in Chilanga. after an interview with Common Radio News on the sideline of the Farmers Open Day in Chilanga. The farmers believe that with local production, the prices of fertilizer should be more affordable and accessible to all farmers, including those in rural areas. The farmers are concerned that the current prices are still too high, making it challenging for them to afford the essential input. And another farmer from Chinsali district in Muchinga province, Gertrude Kacheche, has also called on government to ensure early distribution of the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP, stating that up to now they have not received their FISIP. An educationist in Kapirimpongi has called for a paradigm shift in culture on how to tackle bullying among young learners in schools. Acting District Education Board Secretary Moya Nyanga has underscored the need to instill respect for both teachers and learners as one way to help deal with bullying. Speaking in an interview with Common Radio News, Mr. Nyanga has further disclosed that the ministry has not been sitting idle over this matter, and it is promoting self-reporting mechanisms to address this growing social ill. Mr. Nyanga called for everyone's involvement in the fight against the bullying, which continues to result in the loss of lives through suicide, thereby robbing the country of future leaders.
And you find that many times learners may not fully understand what bullying is, even teachers. So, by promoting self-reporting systems in schools, okay, that can help us, curb bullying in our schools, which I think we are doing as Minister of Education through different partners like Restless in Development, Zambia Civic Education Association, and also other stakeholders. Okay, the ministry itself. Okay, the community also needs to be engaged. The parents, the counselors.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twadodela, sikomo, situmezi, twasanta. Part of the celebration. Join MTN today. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, Mitengo, Zama Oda, Zamenta Landida, Ife, Pacomboni Radio, Nizi.
50 kg Chihuahua, 150. 50 kg Repu, 200. 50 kg Ondwe, 150. 50 kg Delele, 550. 50 kg Kalembula, 250. 50 kg Impwa, 500. 50 kg